Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. So welcome, guys. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Amen. Good morning to see everybody on this great morning. How have you been? Okay, so I have been going for like, 2 weeks now. But I had plenty of replays for you guys to listen to. I had a lot of things for you all to listen to, so and I'm glad that you were able to come on this morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Let me see who I have here. I got to take my magnifier so I can see these names. Good morning. Good morning, Evangelist Renee Pickett. How are you? I've been going for like 2 weeks, okay? Oh, my gosh. But I got some great things coming your way. Oh, my gosh. But I encourage everybody to listen to the replay of all of the shows I have done. And all my Evangelist Renee, if you can jump back on again on 5 o'clock, I have a guest that's coming on, Dr. Nita Bailey. She is so phenomenal, and I just want you all to hear her. She's coming on 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you guys' time. So you all have to come back on at 5 o'clock today. She's going to be on. I am, like, so super excited, super pumped about it, and I'm just so excited for what God has done. But on today, talking about overcoming your fear of doubt, coming from Judges on today with Deborah. I am just so in awe about just her story all the time, just how phenomenal she was, awesome woman of God. Amen. And I'm just like really, really super excited. Good morning, Mary. How are you? Really excited about just her journey as a woman of God, just how powerful she was. Oh, my gosh. Good morning, Ms. B. How are you? And congratulations to Dr. Pam Sims. My girl got her PhD the other day. She graduated, and I'm just so super excited for her and her journey and just her zeal being a woman. And how about this is Women's Month, y'all? Every day I live was like Women's Month. But just going for those 2 weeks, I was able to come back. Good morning, Mom. I was able to come back, refresh, get regenerated, come back with some fabulous things. You all got to join me at 5 o'clock today. At 5 o'clock, I'm going Eastern Standard Time, which is you guys' time. I'm going to have Dr. Mia Bailey. She has a phenomenal story. She is also a woman of God, and she's coming on my show today at 5 o'clock. So 5 o'clock today, don't forget to tune back in. Show her some love on today, you guys, and put some questions in the chat that you have for her. I'm just, like, so super excited, so let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We worship you. We lift you up. We give you the highest praise, oh God. We thank you for today, and we thank you for every day, God. We thank you for moving and shaking and doing some great things for us, God. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So, you know, if anything that you all think that I should be covering or talking about, you know, you can always email me at hopevictoriousthenumber2@gmail.com. hopevictoriousthenumber2@gmail.com. You can email me and let me know some things that you want to discuss and you want to talk about. I'm open to that.
is trying to do some new things for on Blog Talk Radio Through Hope Victoria today. So for those who are listening in, for those who are going to be watching the replay, I am Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard. I'm the CEO and founder of Hope Victoria, Healing Oppression Eternal. You can go check out my store. I got an online store, which is www.hopevictoria.com. So let's get started. I'm like so super pumped. Why? Because just talking about Deborah and her zeal today, her tenacity, everything that Deborah brought to the table, she was so phenomenal. She was the first woman judge, and I bless God for God, you know, just rearing women up, even in a time like that, in that culture where women was treated as second-class citizens, or they was treated like, you know, you low on the totem pole. But one thing I love about Jesus, when Jesus came on this earth, he broke all those barriers because he treated man and woman as equal. Amen. He never looked at them and said, treat them like they were second-class citizens. That's why in Luke 8:2 says certain women, those certain women gave from their own pockets. They gave from their own finances to the Lord, you know, to his ministry. And I just bless God because when that he loves us and he loves on us in spite of how the world may see us as women, how in some countries it's still that way. And how about sometimes here in the United States you may be treated that way as well. But God, just knowing who you are. My sister Nikki sent something this morning to a group thread about you matter, because we do matter. All of us matter. Amen. And sometimes even when we don't feel like we're mad, we matter. And then sometimes on the job, we get demoted because someone else gets the job. Maybe a man gets the job over you. You know what I'm saying? But whoever, or another woman over you, you matter in this world. You just have to see yourself as that you matter. Amen. But could you imagine how Deborah felt being the first woman judge, and in that culture, how people may have looked down on her, you know, but she didn't care because if God gave her that position, she was going to take that position and she was going to do it well. Well, today we're talking about overcoming a fear of doubt, overcoming fear of doubt, because you can be so fearful and have so many doubts, but how do you overcome the fear of a doubt, of having doubt? How do you overcome the fear of having doubt? Oh my gosh, because we all the time sometimes be fearful. So many things we could be fearful of, just getting out and pumping the gas, not because we're fear of danger, but we're in fear of, you know, when we get out, how do I look when I get out this car? How do I, you know, pump the gas? Do I look crazy? Or maybe a man should be pumping this gas for me or something like that. We go through all kinds of stuff in our minds. But just knowing who you are, just knowing, just being steadfast and unmovable, just being who you are and know who you are in this time. Amen. So I'm going to read the description of Judges chapter 4. And the word of the Lord reads, and also you could put some stuff in the chat. Just let me know things that you are fearful of that you are going to overcome. Be at a place where you can overcome. Sometimes we allow our age to affect who we are, our age to affect us. And it don't have to, you don't have to be seasoned. You can be young, middle age. It don't matter. Sometimes you put a number to everything. I'm 20 years old. I shouldn't be owning my first house. Or I'm 40. I'm too old to not have a house and I'm still renting. I'm 50 or 60 and I don't have a home to rent. Well, that doesn't define you. You know, don't put an age to something like that. People buy homes in their 80s and 90s all the time. Amen. So don't look at your age. Don't look at you too young for this job. You too young to move and do things in a great way. I speak life into my kids all the time when they were little of being great. And then it's crazy because I wasn't even dreaming for myself. Isn't that something? You be dreaming for your children, not even dreaming for yourself. But when I got to a place where God had to shake me and say, hey, and literally he shook me. I have some things in you. You know, it's purpose in you. It's things in you. He had to turn that light switch for me because I was so, you know, involved in dreaming for my children and I was dreaming for myself. But and then he started preparing me and dreaming for myself when my kids was getting ready to get up some age. But it's been, I always commend my niece Romika because she's moving and shaking with her kids being little. You know, she's pouring into them now. She already had her own brand and her own old sister Slade. I love her hair products. She has all her hair products and she has some. She has apparel. She has pregnancy and maternity apparel. Now her kids is growing up and they have their businesses. They sell apparel and beauty products. But she was still doing that even when she was pregnant, even when they were babies, you know. But here I was not even dreaming for myself, but dreaming for my children as well when I should have been dreaming for myself. But guess what? It's not too late. So don't beat yourself up about what you did not do. It's okay to step out. This woman, I think she was streaming One Day Live at Bishop Jakes Church, and this woman, she opened up her first restaurant. I think her, Donna, I want to say Richardson, I'm not sure of her name, but she used to be her, she's a fitness coach, whatever, and her mother just opened up her own restaurant, or she has a menu on in this restaurant. They accepted her food, her product, and she looked like she was, well, I'm not judging her, but based on her conversation, it sounded like she was like in her 70s or her 80s, but, you know, 70s, but, you know, not putting age on her, but it doesn't matter the age, because she still stepped out for a dream that she had on the inside. And sometimes we feel as though we step out that age, it's too old, we too old, because people want to laugh at us. Let them laugh, because while they laughing, you going to the bank. How about that? How about that? Okay? So your family members may laugh at you, co-workers may laugh at you, people in the community may laugh at you. Another thing, they may think that somebody else got what you're doing, but it doesn't matter. This thing came up on Instagram. This young girl was talking about her girlfriend asked her about she couldn't have the same, I don't know what her product was, but she couldn't have the same as somebody else. But she says, okay, did Rihanna create Fenty when there was a Victoria's Secret? She said, isn't it McDonald's on the corner? You got Chick-fil-A, you got Burger King, they all sell the same thing, but they don't have a you. You're not there. You the missing puzzle to put your stuff out there. So what I'm saying to you on today, when it came up with a new scene, I'm like, wow, that was just so powerful, because you always think because somebody else selling apparel, somebody else selling beauty products, somebody else selling scrubs. I seen somebody the other day that they selling scrubs, like with physicians and nurses wear and nurses assistants wear. Okay, that is powerful and that is great. Yeah, they got scrubs all over, but guess what? Sell them. And that's what God has given to you, because they don't have a you, like that young girl said, they don't have a you in it. But that's what she said, well, they don't have a you, baby. That's what she said. So I'm saying to you is that do what God has called you to do and stop putting a number on it. And stop looking at your grandchildren and children like they're too young to move out in something powerful, because they are great because you are great. They within you. Your blood is running through their veins. Oh, Jesus. But most of all, Jesus' blood is running through our veins. Amen? So I know I'm just going in today. I'm just going with the flow on today. I ain't even get a chance to read the scripture yet, but I'm just going through the flow and going, just letting God just flow, guys, just flow as I drink my coffee. Just flow. I wish you was all sitting at the table together, because we could just chat it out. But we're going to chat on here live. So Judges 4:9 says, and she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that that thou askest shall not be for the honor, for the Lord shall sell Sisera into thine hand. So this is right here, Judge. This is let me just back up some. This is Deborah, and she's talking to Barak. And Barak can ask her, you have to read the whole scripture entirely, the whole chapter entirely is Judges 4. But I'm beginning with verse 9, because Deborah, but before then, Barak had asked Deborah, would he go up with him to fight the battle? And she says, no, because it would look like it was given to me in my hand when God has given that task. But I will go with you, you know. But what I love, let me just finish reading the scripture. Okay, so Judges 4:9 says, and she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou axest shall not be for thine honor. So she was saying, it will not be for thine honor, which is yours. For the Lord shall sell Sisera into thine hand, a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. So Deborah was saying to him, it would not be to your honor, it would be mine. For God has given Sisera to you. She said, he told him, just go up. Hasn't God already went before you? Hasn't he already done it? You got to read the whole chapter of Judges 4, but I began with verse 9, because he wanted Deborah to go up with him. He wanted Deborah to actually fight it, but she said, know God has given you that task. He has already gone before you. What I love about Deborah is that she wasn't even just so mighty on the inside of her, but her exterior on the outside of her, the way she carried herself, the way she walked into a room, the way she judged the people of Israel to let them know right from wrong. But for Barak to even consider a woman in their opinion, see, sometimes we get conflicted or twisted because sometimes we feel as though we listen to a woman, but if God is giving that wisdom, that woman wisdom, ooh, Jesus, hallelujah, why not listen to her? But Barak wasn't crazy because he's seen that the work that Deborah has done, how she walked into a room, how her exterior was when she walked into a room. She walked in bold. She walked in peacefully. She walked in gracefully. She walked in with so much wisdom, and she was kind. She was kind. We got to learn to be kind to one another. But when God gave her that task, she judged Israel like the way she should have, and she judged it according to how God told her to judge. But then what I also love about Deborah is that when she judged from under a palm tree. Sometimes we look like, Lord, if I step out, I don't have no resources. What am I going to do when I step out, when I don't have it? Step out and see what's going to happen. God will give it to you. God gives revelations all the time, which way we should do it in. Sometimes we may be in a place where we can't figure things out. We don't know. God, I hear you, but I don't really know what you want me to do. Sometimes God wants you to take out. I know Dr. Phil told me a couple of years ago, sometimes God will have you in a place where you have to take a couple of steps, and then he'll say, okay, now to the right, okay, now to the left. Sometimes he'll always just say, here's your plan, boom, go out and do it. No, sometimes you got to work for that thing. Oh, my gosh. And Jesus, I don't even want to start talking like speaking that, because I am like, God, which way? But sometimes you gotta fight for that thing, because we're so used to God just handing us things. Here you go, there you go. And sometimes you gotta work that thing out. Like Joshua had to work that thing out to get that land. It was his, but he had to forget it. Was God for? Oh yeah, because if God is for you, who could be against you? And for the last couple of months, God's been giving me that, the book of Joshua, and I've been just reading and reading and reading, believing God. But see, it's also some action in there too. So Deborah has so much action within her. But what I love about her leadership was that you ever see people on the job, in the community, or in the church, and everything is me, I, what I did is they don't delegate anything, and they just sit back and want to take the credit for everything. Deborah was not like that. Deborah said to him, if I go, the honor would be to me, but God has given this to you. So she was telling him, that's how it's going to look. And then how it's going to look that you're giving that task to a woman, and you're a man, and you know this era that we in, how they're going to look upon you. But see, that was a sign of a good leader, because in her leadership, she wasn't trying to take the credit for anything, even though she could have done it, because God would have given her direction how to win the battle. But she didn't do it. She encouraged Barak because she knew it was on the inside of him. When you are with some folk and they can't see what's on the inside of you, you need to let them go, because what they'll do is they'll continue to tear you down. But Deborah seen what was on the inside of Barak, and she seen what was in him. That's why she was able to move him forward, so they catapult him into the next dimension, his next journey, his next new level in God. Why? Because she seen what was on the inside of him. And sometimes we with some leaders who don't see nothing in us, don't say, I don't believe you can do this or that, hold you back. But he was with someone who seen what was on the inside of him. I don't want to be under nobody or nobody be my mentor who don't believe in me. And not that I'm on their phone asking them and calling them, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. You believe in me? Hi, Penny. Believe in this, believe in that, no, but getting to a point where you believe and you trust God, getting to a point where even if nobody else speaking to you, God speaks into you. Let me tell you, I was forever encouraging myself. My sisters will tell you, I'd be sitting encouraging myself all the time, even when nobody else don't want to. I encourage myself all the time. I do, because sometimes, we get so caught up in people, places, and things that we can't speak life into our own selves. I encourage myself like David encouraged himself. I'll be encouraging myself, because when nobody else don't speak into me, God speaks into me. I start encouraging myself, speaking into me. I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. If God is for me, who can be greater than he that's within me, than he that's within the world? What? no good thing was he withhold from me if I walk upright before the Lord. I start speaking to my own self. This is so I can have some type of energy because I know who God created me to be. And even if we're in times where I doubt myself, that's why the top goes to overcoming the fear of doubt. When you get to the place where you start doubting, you got to start speaking life into yourself, start encouraging yourself. Believe in that thing. Don't get caught up on what you don't have now. Don't get caught up on your age. I don't care if the young ones listening, watching the replay. Don't get caught up on your age. Know what God has conditioned and put in you to do for now. God would never leave you nor forsake you. When I look at Deborah and how she was just so poised when I just read about her, and then her exterior, how she walked, like she played the part. And it's not like, you know, she went in judging Israel. No, she went in holding her head up high. She went in knowing who she was. The exterior, you ever see some people, when they walk in the room, you're like, wow. You know, they got so much boldness when they walk in, but they humble at the same time. I'm not talking about being cocky when you walk into a room. I'm talking about you being humble, humble, but when you know that you're great, when you know that God is with you, when you know you belong in a room, even when people in there got more credentials than you have, but knowing because God called you to it, you can get to that. So you got to know who you are even when you don't know who you are. You got to know who you are and believe who you are. You got to see it even when you don't see it. You got to see it even when you don't believe it. You got to see it for yourself. But that's how Deborah was. So when she gave Barak the instruction of going up, because you got this. God's been already delivering Sisera into our own hands. He already did it. But see, he was so afraid because of what he seen. See, he seen Jabin and all of them and Sisera and all Jabin's army and how they had so much weapons, sharpened irons and chariots where the blades come out from the wheels. And he looking like, you know, children of Israel don't have weapons like that. We still making weapons from hand. But if we look at David, he made a weapon from his hand and was able to slay that giant Goliath. Wow, hallelujah. Why? Because God has given him that. God has crafted that thing that he's given to him to be able to slay a giant. But he anointed his hands. See, when God has anointed your hands, Penny, when God has anointed your hands to do, called you to do, ain't no stopping you. Ain't no stopping you. When God has given you the gift of your hand to be able to create something so beautiful, you should see the things that my sister Penny makes. Oh, my God, phenomenal. She can sit there and bat, and she can make you a pillow. She can make you a beautiful basket, all kind of arrangements with her hands, make flowers from her hands. Her pocketbook is unique, the ones that she sells. Everything that God has given her, my sister can sit there and create. Bam, just like that. And I'll be sitting there baffled. Like, I know that's not my lane. So you got to know when it's your lane, too. I'll be like, no, I tell you, sis, because I know I can't do that. I can't perform that. But I'll pay you so I can take this gift to somebody. Oh, my God. So Mother's Day is coming up. So you got to hit my sister, Tanya Park up. She's on Instagram. Not Instagram, but she'll be on Instagram. So she's on Facebook under Penny Patrice Park. Yeah. So I want to say to you, and anyone on here who have great things that they want to sell or want us to go check out, just put it in the chat and we'll go check you out. Yes, I'm a big supporter. I sure am. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying to you is that knowing your place in life and knowing who you are, when God has gifted you, and even though Barak couldn't see the mighty work on the inside of him because he's looking at something else, sometimes you got to take your focus off of other things to overcome the fear of doubt. Overcome what you see. Because all he seen was chariots and all he seen was how they were so equipped in the army. But he don't even know that God was already, he already gave them to you. God had already put them in your hand. You just got to go and, as I tell you to go, and go up there and do what I tell you to do and fight the war. Because see, if God is for you, who could be against you? So go and fight that thing. When you know on the inside of you, when you know how great God is, when you know that he has given that thing to you, and you see all those giants in the land, stop running from those giants. Stop running from them, because they ain't running from you. But stop running from them and stand, because God has equipped you and given you that portion that will slay that thing if you believe. That's what happened with the children of Israel when Joshua and Caleb went out, went up with the 25 spies to go sort out the land. Everybody was talking about, oh, my gosh, there's what you call it in the land. There's giants in the land. They've got big hoop that they're carrying, and they giants. Joshua and Caleb was like, look, we can take this. What you talking about? We can conquer this land. We can conquer it. And guess what? They were the only ones who was able to see the promised land, and everybody else died off. But their descendants, their children were able to see it. And Joshua and Caleb was able to see it. Why? Because they believed God. They said, if God opened up this Red Sea, if God divided the Jordan River, are you serious? And you want to then tell me there's giants in the land? I know what God can do. See, sometimes you got to go back and start looking back at the things that God has done before you before so you can see, oh, God got this thing. He got this thing. God is so mighty and he is so powerful, and you got to see God for who he is. And stop looking at how other people see them. No, look at that thing how you see it. Look at that thing how God has prepared your mind to see it. Because sometimes it looks really crazy and look like we can't get at that thing. But when you trust God, when you believe in God, oh, you can do that thing. You can conquer that. Hallelujah. I think I froze here for a minute. Just 1 minute. Let me see. Think I froze. I did. But let me just keep on talking until,
I don't know, because I definitely froze. Let me see something here. Just 1 minute. Can y'all still hear me? Because it looked like I froze, so.
Right here.
Okay, I'm back. So y'all can hear me good? I don't know what happened just then, but I froze. But we good now. We good. Just want to know, can y'all hear me?
Amen. And y'all can? Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Okay. Hi, Karen. Good morning. How are you?
Yes, good seeing you. So what I'm saying to you on today, you're welcome, Penny. What I'm saying to you on today is that God is so faithful and God is so powerful and God is so all-knowing. Do you hear me? He is. So what I'm saying to you is that stop looking at things that can look like it's a giant. Because to those, it is a giant. But you got to see how God sees it. God said, I can slay everybody that's in that thing right now. So let's do this job. Let's get this thing done. So that's the word for the day. Get it done. My Pastor Joshua Goodness celebrated 5th anniversary. Happy anniversary, Pastor, overseer. But when I tell you, get it done. I had to encourage myself all last night. I had to encourage myself all day, like for 2 days, nothing but the word, encouraging myself. Because sometimes you can fall in a place where you believe in God, but you don't see it. But you got to see it in order to believe it. So that overcoming, you got to see that thing in order to believe it. And so even when I see stuff that may not look just yet, I know that God is appearing me, and I know it's prep time, and I know that it's coming. Because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he say it, shall he not do it? What? Yes. If he spoke it, shall it not be good? Hallelujah. Yes, it is good. And it is so, because he's not a man that he shall lie. Hallelujah. Neither the son of man that he shall repent. Hallelujah. God is faithful, and that's how you got to see it. That's how you got to look at it. I came from Judges chapter 4 today talking about Deborah, because this is what woman must be, guys. Also, those who are on, you got to hop back on at 5 o'clock today, because I'll have Dr. Mia Belly on here. Her story is so extraordinary. I just love the work that she's doing. You got to come in. If you have any questions, you got to put in the chat for her so she can answer them. Dr. Mia Belly will be on today. So any health questions you want to ask, just come on in, and other things that she's doing. So come on in, you guys, at 5 o'clock today. Show her some love and pour out hope and truth today. 5 o'clock today, Eastern Standard Time is your time. Come back on to the same, on my Hope Victorious page, and also on YouTube. So, amen. But I want to say, oh, and look, before I let you go, Empowered to Win, guys. Oh, my God. Empowered to Win is here. So it's going to be June the 24th. I got some dynamic speakers. How about I even open up to the younger girls? Because they are diamonds. They are beautiful. I open up from ages 7 to 14, and I have some speakers. My daughter, on the Terry, who will be speaking to them. They're young women of God, powerful, and they'll be speaking life into these girls. Let me tell you, bring your grandchildren, your neighbor's daughter, your nieces. Is no excuse. It's $35 for the early bird special. The early bird special is going to be ending soon, so y'all got to jump on it. It's $35, and it covers your food, all the conference material, everything, and also $35 early bird special, and that includes one child that you bring with you, and each additional is $10. So you have to bring your neighbor, your daughter, your goddaughter, nieces. Amen. So that's June the 24th. Mark your calendar, June the 24th from 10 to 2. So mark your calendars, guys. Amen. So I am, like, so super excited about that. Come out. It's going to be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So it's going So what I'm saying to you guys is that God is so faithful and he is so good. Okay, I got you back on now. Amen. I'm sorry. I didn't put you all off by accident. I'm sorry. So you all just got to register. You can go through Eventbrite, Empower to Win 2023, or you can register through my email, which is, or you can do Cash App, which is Hope Victorious on my Cash App. It's Hope Victorious. And also, if you look at my Hope Victorious page, it's a QR code, and you can register through that. So I'm, like, so super excited. And any questions, you can email me at hopevictorious2@gmail.com. So I just want to encourage y'all to just be steadfast and unmovable. Overcome fear of doubt, anything that you're fearful on today. Just know that God is with you. Just know that he cares for you and he got you. Step out on those things. It's not over till God says it's over. Stop looking at what you don't have and look at what you do have. What you do have is you have your mind. You have that encouragement on the inside of you. And most of all, you have Jesus. Ask Jesus to help you even when you feel like I'm in a flood, I'm in a storm. Don't you know God is going to take you from that storm? Don't you know he's going to deliver you from that place? I know because I've been there through the storm. I still go through storms. But I believe that God is going to see me through. The key is to keep moving through the storm. And when you look back, you will see all the clouds behind you. But first, you got to move through it. You can't stay there because you'll drown. So make sure that you get up from that place and you keep going. You get up from that place. Even when it feels like you're drowning. Don't worry about those folks who feel like you seem like they're getting over on you. That it seems like, you know, they're winning. It's not about them winning. It's about you. You have already won. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about you think that they're getting over on you. Yeah, because God will take care of them. And sometimes we get lost in looking what other people have, what they're doing to me. But God got them. And God is not going to leave you. Even in those times when you felt like he left, he did not. He's right there carrying you through that thing. So be encouraged on today. Know that God loves you in spite of how you feel, in spite of what's going on. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. He does. He has a purpose and a plan for you. You just got to be encouraged. And encourage yourself. Speak life into yourself. I'm going to say this and it'll make you laugh. My sister used to look at me on the choir I speak to and be like, you preaching to yourself? I used to be, yeah. Let me tell you, I was preaching to myself because I'm like, Lord, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Shoot, if you don't speak it to your own self, who will? Let me tell you something. Yeah. So part ways from those folk who don't mean you any good. Part ways from those folk who ain't seeking life into you. Every time we turn around, there's something negative out of their mouth. Well, how about those one-sided relationships? Oh, Jesus, I know this is like so sidebar. But how about one-sided relationships? Everything is about them. You ever get on the phone with somebody and it's all about them all the time? You can't even get your own stuff in because it's one-sided. And then when you start, they want to hang up or they get real quiet or they don't want to hear my stuff. Okay, goodbye. We're not talking. No, 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 no. Because my time is very valuable. I had to get to that place where I had to learn that, because sometimes you be thinking, oh, my God, you're a Christian, you're not listening. Yeah, but they burning me out, and I'm no good for myself when I hang up that phone. I learned to just hang up. Mm-hmm. I'm the follow folk, too, because sometimes I can't take all that negative energy. No, I can't. Not sometimes I can't take it. So I'm just saying to you, preserve your energy. Preserve that your peace, because some folk will try to rob you of that and rob you of that purposely. Whew. So I came from Judges chapter 4 on today, and I'm getting ready to close out in prayer. Amen. Amen, Evangelist Pickett. Thank you so much. Guys, I'll see you all back on here today, right, guys, at 5 o'clock p.m. I'll see you back on here at 5 o'clock p.m. so we can support Sister Nia Bailey on today. She has an awesome word for you guys. You got to tune back in and hear her. She's a young girl. You got to hear her story. Amen. So I love you all. And I pray God's blessings up among you and upon you. And he is faithful. Hello, Reverend Nixon. How are you? Yes, so we're going to close out in prayer. Yes, it's 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys' time. Amen. Hey, Cousin Camille, how are you? Amen. So we're going to close out in prayer on today. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and give you the highest praise, God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day, God. I thank you for always moving and shaking, God. Even when we don't feel love, we thank you for giving us love. God, please allow us to overcome our fear of doubt on today, Father God, when we feel like we can't move out. God, you thank you, God, for if God is for us, who can be against us? God, I thank you for your power. I thank you for your might. I thank you for your blessings, God. Oh, God, I thank you for moving out, God, like Deborah, Father God. I thank you for her leadership on today, how she was able to lead Barack, hallelujah, to be able to conquer that thing that God has given to him. I thank you for great leaders on today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for delegation. Allow us able to delegate tasks that you have given us. Bring a team, God. Bring a team of people, Father God. Oh, Father God, bring me a team, Father God, a team that will help, team that is willing, everyone that you want to be a part, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch us right now, God. Open up our minds, our understanding, Father God. Remove fear. Show us how to overcome that fear, God. God, we love you. We adore you, but we thank you for your son Jesus died across our sins. You said, my word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We ask that, God, if you continue to touch Sister Marlene Hardy on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch Miss Lois right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Give comfort to the whole Park family on today, God. Touch my brother-in-law in a special way. Touch his sister right now. Touch his mother, his wife, the whole family, Father God. We thank you for negative report from my nephew, Trey, on today, my great nephew, God. We thank you for touching all my family there, God. Thank you for touching my mom and my Aunt Star. Thank you for touching everyone that's on this broadcast on today, those who will listen to the replay. Touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Send healing to my Uncle Johnny, my Uncle Clinton on today, God. Do it right now for your glory, God. Oh, God, touch all the postal workers out there, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, game changers. Allow us to be game changers, God, in the name of Jesus. Allow us to be game changers, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for shifting, God, in the name of Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and thank you for healing out Proby Brown on today, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, and touch the Peak family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. When I tell you God is faithful, guys, he is wonderful. He is powerful. He is mighty. Oh, Jesus. Yes, he is. He is mighty. Woo, I just, this is Women's Month. I know every month is Women's Month, but woo, I'm rejoicing on today for Deborah's exterior, how she walked into the room owning that thing, but so humbly and so graceful and peaceful, because she knew who God was and she knew that she served God, and she knew that God given her the task and great things so she can get the work done. Get it done on today. I love you all. God bless you.
see you back here at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock p.m. Love you guys. And touch our children in college. Amen. Love y'all so much. Amen. Amen. Amen, Cousin Camille. Be in agreement. I know that's right. Love y'all. Bye. Empowered to win. Don't forget to register before you can catch the early bird special. Bye.